bringing Christ to the world through the media.
Listener supported.
Here for you every day.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Hey, welcome to the Cale Clark Show on this Monday, May the 3rd. It's a new week. It's a new month. And it's also our spring. Well, it's that too. It's our spring pledge drive. I'm not speaking in tongues here, that is for sure. But I'm so glad to have you with me. So things are a little bit different. Obviously, the music's a little bit different, but the show is still the same. You can still call in. 1-888-914-9149 is the number to call. You can also tweet at me. Follow me on Twitter at Cale Clark, C-A-L-E, Clark with an E. And don't forget the show account at Cale Clark Show. The email address is unchanged, cale@relevantradio.com. And let's start this hour, as we do every hour during this pledge week, by invoking Our Lady's intercession. Let's pray together the Memorare. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was ever left unaided. Inspired with this confidence, we fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, our Mother. To you do we come, before you we stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in your mercy hear and answer us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, since this is our first show in the month of May, I thought I'd do something really special for you. Obviously, May is a month dedicated to Mary in the Catholic Church. But why? Why is that? Why is May chosen as the month? Well, I mean, there are a couple of Marian months. Of course, October is up there too with Our Lady of the Rosary. But May is the preeminent month that we as Catholics offer a special devotion of love to our Mother Mary. And it's not just because our modern celebration of Mother's Day falls within this month. You know, somebody who wrote, thought about this a lot, taught about this a lot, was St. John Henry Newman. In other words, Cardinal Newman. You know, we live in a world that is so divided, don't we? The culture war is raging on, to be sure. And unfortunately, one thing that's always hampered the Catholic Church's witness against evil in our culture is the fact that within Christendom, the followers of Jesus are divided. We long for, of course, a reconciliation of all Christians in the one church established by Jesus Christ. We need to pray for this. A good intercessor for this is Cardinal Newman himself, and we'll talk about why in just a moment. But in his great high priestly prayer that's preserved for us in John's Gospel, Jesus prayed, and this is just before he went to the cross, he prayed that all of his followers would be one. Why? So that the world would know that he was sent by the Father. The unity among Christians on earth is meant to reflect the perfect unity, of course, of the three persons within the Godhead, the Trinity. But we know, of course, that on earth that unity isn't fully there. And this is a scandal, of course. It's a stumbling stone. And that's what the word scandal means. It's a stumbling block. It causes people to trip and fall, if you will, spiritually speaking. And a lot of people say, why would I want to become a Christian? These guys can't even agree with each other about what the church is all about. Why would I want to join this religion? Well, one person who can help us to bridge that gap, who can be a pontifex, if you will, not saying he's got to be Pope or was Pope, of course. He's in heaven now, doesn't care about any of that. And the word pontifex, by the way, means bridge builder. That's why one of the titles of the Pope, pontifex, means bridge builder. And Cardinal Newman can be a great bridge builder in this regard. And we can all be bridge builders, and he's an especially powerful one in terms of reconciling all Christians within one body, within one church. Now, why is that? Well, he himself made the journey home to Rome. He himself was a convert to Catholicism. He swam the Tiber, if you will. And because of this, we should invoke his intercession more and more. Often he's a saint that we don't think about as much as we should. An incredible saint. I think that he will be a doctor of the church one day. Cardinal Newman was probably the most famous Protestant clergyman on the face of the earth when he became a Catholic. And when he converted, it made front page news all across the UK. Ripples of this were felt all across Europe and into the New World. I guess a modern day example would be if Billy Graham, at the height of his fame, converted to Catholicism. It would have made front page news all across North America. And that's exactly the kind of impact that Cardinal Newman had, John Henry Newman, when he became a Catholic. And when I was on my own journey back home to the Catholic Church, when I was, now I'm a revert as opposed to a convert, but at the time I was in Protestant ministry and I was actually in the Christian Reformed congregation, denomination. And Peter Kraft, who was on the show last week, Dr. Peter Kraft, he comes from that background. He's a convert to Catholicism, but he went to their flagship university, if you will, in the United States, Calvin College in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And that's kind of like the Jerusalem. You know, Grand Rapids, Michigan is kind of like Jerusalem for, not really, but it's the epicenter of the Christian Reformed denomination in North America. And a lot of great intellectual tradition there. And I at the time was serving in a Christian Reformed congregation in the Toronto area. And I happened to go to this conference, this church conference with some people from my congregation in Grand Rapids. It was around the time when I was thinking about coming back into the Catholic Church, and this trip proved to be incredibly providential in my journey home, and Cardinal Newman had a lot to do with it, a lot to do with it. And what happened was I went to this famous bookstore, the Erdmans. Erdmans is a publisher of books, very, very popular. They don't just publish Protestant stuff either, as I found out. Well, they had this famous discount theological bookstore in Grand Rapids. So you kind of have to go there if you visit Grand Rapids. And while I was there, I just by pure, I was going to say by chance, but it was ultimately by divine providence, I just happened to find among the shelves, among the stacks, two books having to do with, of all people, Cardinal Newman in a Christian Reformed bookstore. One of them was the book called Newman's Challenge, written by Father Stanley Jackie. And Stanley Jackie was an incredibly intellectual priest and also a scientist. And he wrote a book called Newman's Challenge. And it's all about his challenge to the modern world about the truth of Catholicism. And what, it just was such a powerful book. So I grabbed that book, and it proved to be very seminal on my journey. And another book that was there was a book basically by Cardinal Newman about Mary. It was his writings on the Virgin Mary. And I picked that one up too because clearly a big sticking point for a lot of people thinking about becoming Catholic is, of course, Marian teaching, our doctrines about Our Lady. And so of all places in the Grand Rapids, Erdmans Discount Theological Bookstore, I found these two books, and they made a powerful impression on me. And Newman's guide, I mean, especially in the book by Father Stanley Jackie, Newman's Challenge, it contained some excerpts from letters that he wrote on the eve of his being received into the church, letters that he wrote to his Anglican friends urging them to become Catholic, urging them to follow the truth into the Catholic Church. And that really what these things did was these two books were the final push that I needed to swim back across the Tiber, back into the Catholic Church. Newman kind of kicked me into the water, if you will, threw me in, said, sink or swim. And so the book on Mary is something I want to focus on with you. I want to share something that he wrote in that book because it has to do with May being the month of Mary. Now, Newman was very sensitive about this issue of Mary because he knew what it was like to be on the other side. He knew what it was like to be a Protestant. He understood what his friends were going through. Some of them just couldn't get over this roadblock of Mary. And so Newman deals with this in such a tender way. And I'm going to share with you in just a couple of moments what Newman wrote about Mary during this month of May to help us understand Mary better and also why May is specifically dedicated to her. You're not going to want to miss this. So we're going to share this in just a quick moment. We'll be right back on the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, the Executive Director of Relevant Radio, and have you heard about our Monday-only special thank you gift? It's a beautiful spiritual keepsake. It's an olive wood hand cross shaped to fit in the palm of your hand. The olive tree is native to the Holy Land since ancient times. I have friends and family who love to pray with an olive wood hand cross as it brings them peace and comfort while they pray. Today only, our thank you gift for your donation of $20 a month or more is a natural olive wood hand cross. It's a great gift for a friend or family member. Again, the olive wood hand cross is only available today for a gift of $20 a month to help Relevant Radio bring Christ to the world. Give online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123, and we have matching funds this hour, so give now, and your donation will be doubled.
And the good news, Father, is we still have a few of those palm crosses left. We weren't so sure we'd get to 5 o'clock and have any left, so don't lose out on this opportunity. We're looking for 100 people this hour to call us at 877-291-0123 or at relevantradio.com. And if you are a part of this hour and you donate at $20 a month, you are going to get one of those wonderful olive wood hand crosses from the Holy Land. I'm Mike Kendall, along with Cale Clark, and we do appreciate you choosing choosing Cale as your driving partner on the way home from work every evening, because we know that he's always there for you, but four times a year, we ask you to be there for him. So we're asking you to call now and support this kind of programming on Relevant Radio. Make that pledge, relevantradio.com or 877-291-0123. It's been a great afternoon, Cale. It's been great.
Well, it has been, Mike, and it's so great to talk to you. I wasn't sure either one of us were going to make it today. I'll tell that story at the end of the hour. So you'll have to hang on for that one. But I'm so thrilled that there are so, well, at one level, it's a bad problem, because that means we haven't given them all away yet. So we need more people to call in. We need to give away some of these beautiful olive wood crosses from the Holy Land. But the good news is for you, this hour, we still have some left. What's great about these crosses, they're made of natural olive wood from a family in the Holy Land that produces them. And apparently, Mike, the oils from your hand, the more you sort of hold this cross, it changes the nature, the color, the texture. I guess you'll find out how oily your skin is if you pray with this thing a lot.
Yeah, and how much you worry, too. Because that's, I think, the whole point is it'll probably help you. It'll remind you that you're carrying a cross and that your worries, mm-hmm. you know, you got to give those worries to God. It's a great reminder to keep that in your palm.
Absolutely. And what's neat about this cross, too, is that it doesn't have a corpus on it, which reminds us that this God is giving this cross to you, whatever your cross is in life, whatever sufferings you have to endure. It's fashioned just for you. And this one literally fits right in the palm of your hand. So it keeps the cross at the center of your life. We want this to be in your hand, and you can have one for a donation of at least $20 a month on relevantradio.com through the Relevant Radio app. It's the easiest way to give, or you can call 1-877-291-0123. Partners are standing by to help you. Give us a call.
And you can see an image of that on relevantradio.com if you'd like to give online. That's the easiest way to give, and you can see exactly what that cross looks like. But we need to hear from everyone. We'd like to hear from 100 more people. 877-291-0123, and every pledge that comes in the next 45 minutes, we're going to match you 100%. Don't lose out on the opportunity. Call now.
Explaining the faith so you can explain it to others. It's the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
I'm excited producer Lucas was able to sneak in a couple of tunes from our Cale Clark Show playlist on this day. We're talking about May being the month of Mary. And why is that? And somebody who can help us understand that a lot is Cardinal Newman, St. John Henry Newman. You know, he wrote a series of meditations on the Litany of Loretto, which Catholics all around the world very often will habitually pray at the end of every rosary. And what he did was this. He wrote a little meditation for each day of the month of May, 31 meditations, and they're really all about the different titles of Mary in the Litany of Loretto, this beautiful litany. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to share with you every day one of these little reflections for the month of May, one for each day. Now, we're a little bit behind because it's already May the 3rd, but I can catch up real quick. And we hope that this will help you to grow closer to her spiritually this month so that you too can be a bit of a pontifex, can be a bit of a bridge builder. Perhaps you can help a non-Catholic friend to understand her a little better, or maybe you can grow closer in your devotion to Mary as well, just as she was that bridge, that pontifex, if you will, from heaven to earth for Jesus. This is how the man from heaven, Jesus, enters our world. Mary gives him the flesh that he uses to redeem us on the cross, and he still has that, of course, in his resurrected body. May she help you to get closer to him this May. All right, so let's take a look at Cardinal Newman's reflections on the month of May. Now, just by the way, but for introduction's sake, what he wanted to do originally, now Cardinal Newman, he never finished the project, but this was part of what he planned as kind of a spiritual calendar. He wanted to do a yearbook of devotion, he called it, where he would have some sort of a spiritual reflection for each day of the year. Now, he never did get through the whole year, but we are very thankful that we still have his meditations on Mary. What's so great about these is that they're not just high theology. They're very much down to earth, and they help us to have a real personal love for Mary. It really makes it real. And you can tell when you read these devotions of Cardinal Newman towards Our Lady, how much he loves her personally. That really shines through. He has unshakable trust in her intercession. And so we've got to get that to that point in our own lives where these aren't just dogmatic truths that we memorize and that we know. This has to be a person that we know. We have to know Jesus personally, of course. We also have to know Mary personally as well. I remember once when I was first coming back into the church, I went to a conference at the Franciscan University of Steubenville. And I don't know if you've ever met an evangelical friend who will ask you, do you have a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ? Now, often that throws Catholics because we don't really talk in those terms most of the time. But I saw a lady at Steubenville who had this t-shirt. On her t-shirt, it said, is Mary your personal mother? You know, is Jesus your personal savior? Is Mary your personal mother? That's a question that we have to answer. And so let's take a look at what Cardinal Newman has to say about why May is the month specifically dedicated to Our Lady. And I'm just going to read from him. I'm going to quote him and then just talk about it a little bit. Here's what he writes. Cardinal Newman says, why is May chosen as the month in which we exercise a special devotion to the Blessed Virgin? The first reason is because it is the time when the earth bursts forth into its fresh foliage and its green grass after the stern frost and snow of winter, and the raw atmosphere and the wild wind and rain of the early spring. It is because the blossoms are upon the trees and the flowers are in the gardens. It is because the days have got long, and the sun rises early and sets late. For such gladness and joyousness of external nature is a fit attendant on our devotion to her who is the mystical rose and the house of gold. That's kind of beautiful. So he's kind of getting ahead of himself a little bit because, as I said before the break, he gives a little devotion for May, St. John Henry Newman, on each of the titles of Our Lady in the Litany of Loretto. And he just kind of couldn't help himself here. He mentions a couple right away, the mystical rose and the house of gold. Now, obviously, roses grow in the springtime. And so he starts off by saying, just as the earth bursts forth into the promise of spring, that is very fitting as we think about our devotion to Mary. And then Cardinal Newman goes on to say this, and I quote, now, a man may say, true, but in this climate, we have sometimes a bleak, inclement May. Now, obviously, Newman is referring to the fact that he's in England, which isn't always known for the greatest of weather. And he continues by saying, true, this cannot be denied, but still, so much is true that at least it is the month of promise and of hope. Even though the weather happened to be bad, it is the month that begins and heralds in the summer. We know, for all that may be unpleasant in it, that fine weather is coming sooner or later. Brightness and beautifulness shall, in the prophet's words, appear at the end, and shall not lie. If it make delay, wait for it, and it shall surely come, and shall not be slack. And that's a quote from the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 3. So Cardinal Newman says, May then is the month, if not of fulfillment, at least of promise. And is this not the very aspect in which we most suitably regard the Blessed Virgin, Holy Mary, to whom this month is dedicated? The prophet says, There shall come forth a rod out of the root of Jesse, and a flower shall rise out of his root. Who is the flower but our blessed Lord? Who is the rod or beautiful stalk or stem or plant out of which the flower grows but Mary, Mother of our Lord, Mary, Mother of God? It was prophesied that God should come upon earth. When the time was now full, how was it announced? It was announced by the angel coming to Mary. Hail, full of grace, said Gabriel, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. She then was the sure promise of the coming Savior, and therefore May is by a special title her month. So obviously Cardinal Newman there relates the coming of spring, the beginning of summer, to the dawn of the new creation that really is heralded by Mary and her appearance on the scene. And I really like the way he puts it, this lovely messianic prophecy that we have in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1, the famous root that's growing from the stump of Jesse. It's a messianic prophecy. And he says, There shall come forth a rod out of the root of Jesse, a flower shall rise out of his root. Obviously, the flower is our Lord, as Cardinal Newman says, and this beautiful stem or plant out of which the flower grows is Mary. So this makes a lot of sense that looking at the calendar, looking at the temperature, even though in some places it still might be a little bit dreary out there, as it is where I live today, it's raining cats and dogs and it's pretty chilly, but we do know spring is on the way. And we do know that this was the springtime of a new era, Mary's appearance on the scene. It's a renewal of humanity. So this is great. This is wonderful stuff. And then I'm going to catch you up here really quickly. On May the 2nd, he talks about not only the fact that May is the month of promise, as he did on May 1st, but on May the 2nd, he says, Cardinal Newman, that May is the month of joy. Let's face it. As he says, who would want February, March, or April to be the month of Mary? Because that's, of course, the time of Lent. It's the time of penance. We want to celebrate Mary. He said, who would choose December? Well, it's the Advent season, yes, a time of hope because Christmas is coming, but it's also a time of fasting. At least it was back in Cardinal Newman's day. Fasting was more prevalent in Advent than maybe it is today. And he says, May, on the contrary, belongs to the Easter season. It lasts only 50 days, but in that season, the whole of May commonly falls. In the first half of May, always. The great feast of the Ascension of our Lord is always in May, except for once or twice, maybe in about 40 years. Pentecost, the feast of the Holy Spirit, is commonly in May. The feast of the Holy Trinity, and he talks about a whole bunch of other feasts that the dates have changed because he was working on the old calendar, but he says, this is a reason why May is dedicated to the Blessed Mary. She is the first of creatures, the most acceptable child of God, the nearest and dearest to him. It is fitting that this month should be hers, in which we glory and rejoice in his great providence to us, in our redemption and sanctification in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So it's the month of promise. It's the month of joy. And that's why it's the month dedicated to Our Lady, who is the cause of our joy. We're going to be right back on the K.O. Clark Show on Relevant Radio right after this.
Well, at the beginning of the hour, we asked 100 people to call in and support Relevant Radio, and you're doing it. We really appreciate it. Maureen in Lincoln, Rhode Island, just made a $250 pledge. Thank you, Maureen. We're going to match Maureen. That becomes $500. Joe in Lakeside, California, another $250 pledge. And Betty in Nashville, Tennessee, Betty, your $240 pledge becomes $480 because you called this hour. It's joyful giving, Kale. I mean, these folks, I talked to a few of our callers on the phone earlier today. Mm-hmm. They're happy. They're joyful. They really are in the spirit of the month of Mary in May. You know, we have four pledge drives a year, February, May, August, and November. and we're asking you to make May the biggest one yet. We want to make this a really big, successful pledge drive, and so we're asking you to call now at 877-291-0123 or log on to relevantradio.com. And there's a special reason to donate at the $20 a month level, isn't there, Cale?
Absolutely. There's a beautiful olive wood hand cross that comes to us from the Holy Land, and it will change it. It'll be unique to you in so many ways, because as the oils from your hand rub off on it, as you're holding, as you're praying with it, it changes appearance. And so it's going to be uniquely yours, which reminds us of that special cross that the Lord lays on each of our shoulders. And there's no corpus on this cross. There's no image of the body of Christ there. And that's another sign to us that God wants us to shoulder our cross. He really wants us to pick it up and carry it every day. And in that cross, we do find joy, even in the midst of suffering. And these times, these COVID times, have been times of suffering for a lot of people. And so if we focus on that cross, we'll get a lot of joy. And we want you to have one of these. So if you can donate, if you're able to donate at $20 per month or more, we will send you one of these. Plus, that's not all. If you donate online, which is the easiest way to do this, through relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app, we're going to give you another free gift. And this is we've been talking about Cardinal Newman, his great love for Mary. Somebody else who we know loves Mary very much is our own Father Rocky. And if you donate online, you're going to get the new MP3 talk by Father Rocky delivered right to you, called Why We Love Our Lady. It's perfect for May. So please help us give hope on relevantradio.com and through the Relevant Radio app. You can donate now.
And just 32 minutes left on the clock. Every pledge is being matched 100% thanks to our generous donors and our partners with the Partnership Challenge. That means your $500 pledge becomes $1,000. If you can make just a $25 pledge one time, it becomes $50. So call now at 877-291-0123. Support the Family Rosary across America. Support the Drew Mariani Show and Morning Air and the Cale Clark Show right now by making that pledge. When you call, you're giving hope.
Listener supported.
Yeah. Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
This is the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Hey, I'm back. In case you're wondering, that was producer Lucas who said, yeah, during that song there. It took him a long time to create that music. But anyways, we're glad to have you with us. It is Monday, May the 3rd. It's the first week of May on the Cale Clark Show. So glad to have you with me. We're talking about Cardinal Newman's reflections on Mary during this month of May, and he really took apart the Litany of Loretto, and he talked about one of the titles of Mary on each day of the month of May. Now, I kind of caught you up here because this year, May the 1st was on a Saturday, so today's Monday, May 3rd, so I'm going to catch you up right now. We're going to tell you what Cardinal Newman said for May the 3rd, and he talked about the title of Mary as Virgin Most Pure, the Virgo Purissima. And here's what he says about this. This is really ultimately about the Immaculate Conception, which is one of the four Marian dogmas or teachings that you have to believe, you have to hold in order to be Catholic. And here's what he says about this. St. John Henry Newman writes, quote, "By the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin is meant the great revealed truth that she was conceived in the womb of her mother, St. Anne, without original sin." Now, right there, Cardinal Newman, he says it very, very simply. Now, he wrote some very high-end, very breathtaking theological treatises on the Immaculate Conception. It's such high theology that it's kind of like going to Denver up in the mountains. The high altitude makes you lose your breath. It's incredible. But he really brings it down to earth here. He really brings it down to earth here. We're down in the Dead Sea. This is really low. Everybody can grab onto this and understand this. And he continues on. Cardinal Newman says, "Since the fall of Adam, all mankind, his descendants, are conceived and born in sin. Behold," says the inspired writer of the Psalms, "behold, I was conceived in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." And that's from Psalm 50, verse 5. That sin which belongs to every one of us and is ours from the first moment of our existence is the sin of unbelief and disobedience, by which Adam lost paradise. We, as the children of Adam, are heirs to the consequences of his sin and have forfeited in him that spiritual robe of grace and holiness which he had given him by his Creator at the time that he was made. In this state of forfeiture and disinheritance, we are all of us conceived and born, and the ordinary way by which we are taken out of it is the sacrament of baptism. But Mary never was in this state. She was, by the eternal decree of God, exempted from it. From eternity, God the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and obviously he's using perhaps a bit of an archaic way of describing the Holy Spirit, as you might know, it's known as the Holy Ghost for some time, decreed to create the race of man. And foreseeing the fall of Adam, God decreed to redeem the whole race by the Son's taking flesh and suffering on the cross. In that same incomprehensible, eternal instant in which the Son of God was born of the Father, was also the decree passed of man's redemption through him. He who was born from eternity was born from an eternal decree to save us in time and to redeem the whole race. And Mary's redemption was determined in that special manner which we call the Immaculate Conception. It was decreed not that she should be cleansed from sin, but that she should, from the first moment of her being, be preserved from sin, so that the evil one never had any part in her. Therefore, she was a child of Adam and Eve as if they had never fallen. She did not share with them their sin. She inherited the gifts and graces, and more than those, which Adam and Eve possessed in paradise. This is her prerogative and the foundation of all those salutary truths which are revealed to us concerning her. Let us say then with all holy souls, Virgin most pure, conceived without original sin, Mary, pray for us. End of quote. I really like this brief reflection from Cardinal Newman on the Immaculate Conception, because basically he says this was God's choice. She needed a Redeemer just as we do, but the way that Mary was saved was different. And this is why during the Magnificat hymn in Luke's Gospel, Mary says, "My spirit rejoices in God my Savior." A lot of people accuse Catholics of saying, well, Mary doesn't need a Savior because of this doctrine of the Immaculate Conception. No, she says in the Magnificat that God is her Savior, but the way in which God saved her was different from how he redeems us. And St. Irenaeus, one of the great early figures in church history who wrote the Apologetics Masterwork against the heresies, he talks about it in this way. It's a great analogy. It's a great illustration. He says, basically, there's two ways to save people from falling into a muddy pit. You can watch them walk into the muddy pit and fall face first, and then you can pull them up and hose them off and clean them up that way. That's a way of saving them. Or maybe a better way of saving them, a more perfect way of saving them, is to prevent them from falling into the muddy pit in the first place. Now, the first example, that's what happens with us. We have fallen into that muddy pit. We've inherited original sin from our good pals Adam and Eve, and as a result, we've got original sin, plus we are going to commit actual sins because of this. It's going to happen. And it's true of all people, even children. They have this tendency. You stick two kids in a room with one toy, watch what happens. Wow. And so we're going to commit actual sins. And so we need to be cleansed after the fact. And this is what baptism does for us. This is exactly what baptism does. It pulls us out of that muddy pit of sin, original sin, any actual sins committed before baptism, hoses us down, and we are justified. It is just as if. That's what justification means. We'd never sin. But of course, God knows that we will. He knows that even after original sin is washed away in baptism, there's still that tendency. And there's a $5 theological word called concupiscence. That's that tendency to fall back into sin because of this wounded nature that we have. And so this is why God has instituted the sacrament of confession for sins committed after baptism. He knows our nature very, very well. And he's provided a means for us to come back to him again and again. Just as physically we wash ourselves, hopefully on a regular basis, we need to cleanse our souls as well and make sure that we get back to that state of grace. Well, with Mary, God prevented her from falling into that muddy pit in the first place. And this is what the Immaculate Conception is all about. And if you read Luke's gospel in the original Greek, there's a very interesting word that Luke uses to describe this, kakaratomene. Kakaratomene, and it means one who has been made full of God's grace. Now, I'm not that great with my grammar, but I do know this. That word is a past perfect participle. What does that mean? It means that at some point in the past, an action was performed that was complete, and it carries on out into the future as far as the eye can see. And that's really what God did with Mary. That's what the archangel Gabriel was saying. Hail, full of grace, one who has been made full of God's grace. And this is really, I think, where the Immaculate Conception is one of the places where you can find this in Scripture, even though it doesn't use that term, Immaculate Conception, it is there. As Cardinal Newman says, from the first moment of her being, she was preserved from sin so that the evil one never had any part in her. And this is what it means, that total enmity that was prophesied in the book of Genesis, that proto-evangelium, the first gospel, when her first parents first fell into sin, God promised a redeemer. And he said there will be total enmity between the devil and the woman. Well, that can't be the first Eve because she's kind of in league with the devil. She's committed sin. She's fallen for his trap. This has to refer going further in time to Mary. And I love that scene in the Passion of the Christ film by Mel Gibson where Mary is following her son on the way of the cross. She looks across the street and she sees the devil and he's going the other way. He's not following Jesus, obviously. And he's trying to intimidate her, trying to stare her down. And she knows he's there, but she just focuses on her son. That's the total enmity in cinematic form that is between Mary and Satan. So she is that new Eve. And of course, Christ is the new Adam. There's so much rich theology there. And we'll unpack more and more of this as we go along in the month of May. For every day in May, I'm going to take a look at a little thought from St. John Henry Newman on the Litany of Loretto, one of the great titles of Mary in this month that is dedicated to her. This is the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. If you want to react to any of this, even though it's a pledge drive week, you can still call in 1-888-914-9149. Love to hear from you, 1-888-914-9149. We're going to have a great week together. We're going to have a great month together. I can't wait to share all of this with you. So we'll be right back after this really brief break. Stick with me. I can't wait to tell you what's next. You're not going to want to miss this.
Bringing Christ to the world through the media. Here's another miracle moment on Relevant Radio.
I think his heart's deeply moved when we come together every afternoon like this and implore his mercy for whatever the intention is. If you're struggling financially, if you're going through a difficult time in your relationship, if the doctor gave you a bad diagnosis, if the car just broke down, you know, whatever the problem may be, really, God will permit suffering, but he brings good out of it. I mean, this person wrote to me, Drew, I just want to thank you for praying for my intentions, especially for good test results for my sister-in-law. She had tested positive for cancer of the breast, was in stage one, and the reports came back, it's not in the lymph node. She is happy. She credits this to prayer. I want to thank you for your prayers and for all on Relevant Radio who prayed for her. Thank you for interceding for us.
You've just heard another Relevant Radio miracle moment. We're listener-supported. Give online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app.
You're a listener. We know that. Are you a supporter? We're going to find out. We'd love to hear from you right now at 877-291-0123. We are asking you to give hope. When you donate to Relevant Radio, you're giving hope to others. So consider making that tax-deductible pledge right now by hopping onto relevantradio.com or making that call at 877-291-0123. It's Mike Kendall joining Cale Clark. And Cale, I'm sure you agree with me that talk radio these days, it's kind of like a pot of boiling water, right? You know, it's just, there's so much political invective and name-calling and criticizing Absolutely. Other media and news outlets. And, you know, what does that accomplish at the end of the day? Not much. But fortunately, on our ride home from work every day, we can tune in your show. The Cale Clark Show doesn't deal with that stuff. In fact, this hour, you've devoted almost the entire hour to Mary and talking about Mary. What a great reset button at the end of a busy day to get in your car, tune in Cale Clark's show, and hear content like that. We're asking you to support the Cale Clark show right now and be one of 50 callers. We need 50 more callers before the end of the hour. And every person that calls, we're going to match your pledge 100%. Can we hear from 50 people right now? 877-291-0123.
Yeah, Mike, I tell you, the last thing you want to do is get into that missile on wheels if you're really agitated and drive home, right? Especially if you're in traffic in L.A. or in Chicago or something like that. But we want the car to be an oasis for you, and that's why you can tune into Relevant Radio and really find hope. And that's what we're all about during this Pledge Drive week, giving hope. And you give us hope, too. We hope to give the hope of the gospel to you, the gift of peace. And whether you're listening online, whether you're listening later on a podcast or through the magic of the internet, you might be somewhere overseas right now. We hope that we're giving the hope of the gospel to you. And we'd like to ask you to give us hope, too, to carry on in our mission, because it's not cheap to run all these radio stations all around the United States and to put on productions like this. So we have a need, and we know that you can help us. So please call in 1-877-291-0123, or even better, go online. It's fast, it's easy, it's convenient. Just go through the app or go to relevantradio.com, and you'll still get, we still have some available, the olive wood hand cross from the Holy Land, which we'll send directly to you for a gift of $20 a month or more.
Just $20 a month. How many items do you have in your home that are actually made in Jerusalem from the Holy Land? We have lots of stuff made in China, lots of stuff made in the USA, lots of stuff made in Germany. How about getting something directly from the Holy Land? With your $20 a month donation, it's yours. Our thank you. Call 877-291-0123 and call now.
This is the Cale Clark Show, giving you the confidence you need to bring the faith into everyday life.
Hey, welcome back to the show. I'd be remiss if I didn't say this. I really want to wish a happy wedding anniversary to my good friend and my producer, Lucas Holt, and his wife, Gina, who on Saturday celebrated their one-year wedding anniversary. Congratulations, Lucas.
Thanks, Cale. That's really kind of you. Appreciate that.
And you guys did something very unique to celebrate your anniversary on Saturday, didn't you?
We did. We did the Walk to Mary to the Shrine of Our Lady of Good Help in Champion, Wisconsin this past weekend, which was awesome.
That's awesome. Yeah, so tell me about that. What was the experience like for you? And was your wife excited when you said, hey, we're not going to go to the Bahamas this time, honey. We're going to go on the Walk for Mary. But she's really Catholic, so she's devoted to her faith. She was probably more excited about that, right?
She is, yeah. She actually has a great love for Our Lady, and she was really happy that we were able to do that. You know, it was actually her first time ever doing it, and it was super cool. Actually, she was telling me that, so back when she was in high school, she went to a World Youth Day in Spain,
and
she said the vibes that she got from the Walk to Mary was kind of similar. Like, you have a ton of people all walking towards the shrine to celebrate Mass with the bishop, and people are waving flags, chanting songs, singing, praying rosaries, getting sunburnt. So yeah, it was a ton of fun.
That's awesome. And hey, Father Rocky, his title that he made, that we should maybe add this to the Litany of Loretto, Our Lady of Fair Skies. She came through for you guys, right?
Oh yeah. So by the way, I never heard of that title before, and actually the other day Father Rocky was giving a homily, and he said, people keep asking me, are you just making that name up? Where'd you get that name from? He's like, no, I didn't just make it up. I made it up 10 years ago. He's like, and it worked, and I've been using it ever since.
Wow.
And I was like, well, it didn't fail, because it seriously was the nicest weather we've had
day of the
all
year. Wow. And he was confident about that the whole week long, even though they're calling for rain maybe. Well, Our Lady came through, to be sure, on the first day of May. Awesome. It's just so awesome. So obviously, Lucas, you got married a year ago. So you got married during COVID times. We're still in COVID times. Now, I'm glad you didn't wait.
Yeah.
You know, this is only going to be, you know, it's going to be a couple months and we'll be back to normal. And there was actually a really interesting article on the Alatea website yesterday about the new trend of micro weddings, quote unquote, micro weddings that has come to us during these COVID times. And obviously people who've gotten married in 2020 or this year in early 2021, they've had to adopt to all the restrictions by almost rethinking the whole thing. How many guests we're going to have? Obviously not very many. Following the health protocols, not really having to be able, being able to have a big bash in a reception venue. But ironically, these little smaller weddings are in some ways proving to be a great blessing and inspiring a lot of other couples who are thinking, you know what, I'm not going to wait. I want to get married when I originally planned to do so. And you kind of had a micro wedding, right, Lucas? What was that like last year?
Yeah, well, first, I just want to say I was unfamiliar with this term micro wedding, like, until today. So I actually feel very hip and cool that I apparently did something that's now trending.
You're trending, man. You should be on Trending with Timory, you know, talking about micro weddings.
But you're absolutely right. And when I saw that article, I was like, this is really great because it really does. When you are kind of forced to focus on the sacrament itself and not all of the planning around the parties and the et cetera that happen, which aren't bad things at all.
Yeah.
But can be a source of distraction if you allow it to be.
It could be. Yeah, absolutely. And there's actually a lot of advantages to having these micro weddings. So if you're listening today and you're thinking about, oh, maybe I should postpone till next year, think about these positives. And these are mentioned in the article, the advantages of a small COVID wedding. For example, you can surround yourself with your closest loved ones. The guest list is obviously a lot more intimate. There's no need to invite your boss. Obviously, if you were getting married today, you'd certainly invite Father Rocky. Of course. You'd probably have Emma, you know, do the wedding. But your second cousin once removed, people you haven't seen since high school, all your parents' friends, you know, a guy that your dad used to work with 20 years ago. You don't need to necessarily worry about that. And in some ways, that can be a plus. Number one, it'll probably save you money. Number two.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And you know what? That's another thing, too. Like, you do not, folks, if you're getting married, don't start your marriage off with a boatload of debt by having this huge, massive event that costs tens and of thousands of dollars, maybe even more. You don't have to have a Kardashian wedding. You don't need to carry that debt going into your marriage. That's my one piece of advice. I'm not saying I did that, but you know, we had a fairly traditional sized wedding. It was pretty big, you know, and obviously your family's excited, especially if it's the first child in the family getting married. They want to invite your parents, want to invite their friends and all the relatives, everything. But I would say, I think it's almost better just to have your closest friends, family members there. And it's not bad to have a big bash either. I enjoyed mine, but I think it's kind of cool what you guys did last year, Lucas. And
thanks.
Did that make it more special in a certain sense for you?
You know, it did. We had 11 people at our wedding, but it was just as you said, it was really intimate. It was really special. And with the people that were there, it was really beautiful. You know, the Lord isn't limited in giving grace. He can give grace anywhere at any time. And, it really helps you focus on the Lord. Like, ultimately, marriage isn't about the couple getting married. It's about God. And that becomes more clear when there's just kind of you guys there.
Just you and God.
Exactly. I don't know. I'd be curious what Karen's thoughts are on this, too, and what her experience is like.
I'm all for micro weddings. I've got two daughters. So let's hope the trend stays. No, I love the idea that it refocuses on the what's most important. The sacrament. That's beautiful, Lucas.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And once again, a happy anniversary to Lucas and Gina.
Thanks, guys.
All right. We'll be right back on the Cale Clark Show right after this.
I'm with Karen. I have two daughters as well. Congratulations, Lucas and Gina. That's great. That's wonderful. Happy anniversary. Mike Kendall joining the conversation. We're giving hope. The spring pledge drive is underway. The phone number is 877-291-0123, or you can log on to relevantradio.com. relevantradio.com. But time is of the essence. We only have 4.5 minutes left in the hour, mm-hmm. and we need to hear from you now. We're matching every pledge that comes in 100% in the next 4.5 minutes, 877-291-0123. We'd love to hear from 40 more people. If we could do that, that's 10 callers a minute, 877-291-0123. And this is the kind of programming we just love. See, joyful conversation about weddings and about marriage and about anniversaries. That sure beats listening to a sports talk station complaining about the draft this weekend or people yelling on political talk radio. No, we are joyful people, and that's why we give hope. So we're asking you to step up, 877-291-0123.
Well, that's so true, Mike. And believe me, I am going to bring this around to how it relates to Relevant Radio. But I have to ask you this. How is your arm feeling today, Mike?
You know, I got through it okay. I survived. I am now among the fully vaccinated Americans in the country.
Right on. And I know Mike was a little bit worried. He got his second shot on Friday afternoon. And they say the second shot is the one that really might throw you for a loop and give you the flu-like symptoms. But it wasn't so bad for you, was it?
No, I'm just fine. I have a little groggy Saturday morning, but no, I got through it just fine. And okay. You're one in, right?
Yeah, I had my first shot yesterday, and yeah, no ill effects so far. Just a little bit of a sore shoulder, but not too bad at all things considered. And I'm very thankful for that. Now, unfortunately, where I live, I can't get my second shot for 16 weeks. It's going to be a long time. The first one might have worn off by then. Yeah, it's just been a disaster up here, but... Anyways, we'll get it done eventually. And, we need to inoculate ourselves with the truth, Mike. And how's that for a segue? You got to love
that. That's a good one.
And that's what we try to do here at Relevant Radio. We need to vaccinate ourselves against, all the poison that's out there in the culture. And you kind of alluded to that, all the anger, all the hate. We want to bring peace. We want to bring the Prince of Peace to people. And we want to give society an inoculation of the gospel. And won't you help us do that? Just as these vaccines cost a lot of money to procure and give out, we can't do this without your help. You are an integral part of the team. So won't you go to relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app, where it's so simple, it's so easy to donate. You don't even have to call. It'll just take just a moment. Plus, you'll get the exclusive free gift for donating online, the new talk by Father Rocky called Why We Love Our Lady. It's perfect for this month of May. And when you make your online gift, you're going to receive an immediate download link in your confirmation email. You can just get this talk right away, start listening to it, share it with a friend. And, it's really well done. And Father Rocky does such a good job. He's such a great communicator. We want you to have this for free if you donate online. Plus, we still have, Mike, a few of these left, these hand crosses from the Holy Land.
Yeah, for $20 a month, it's just $240 annual donation. You'll get the olive wood hand cross from the Holy Land. There are a few remaining. They're only available today. We're not going to make these available tomorrow. So prayerfully consider that $20 a month donation and call in, and we'll send you this hand cross, which really is directly imported from Jerusalem. The natural olive wood will darken over time as you hold it in your hand through the mm-hmm. years, and give your worries to God. And remember, as Absolutely. You hold it, it's, you're carrying, literally carrying a cross, which we willingly do, and we unite with Jesus. It was I think Lucas was the one that reminded me of those fidget spinners. Remember those? I don't see as many of those lately, but
no.
Those are kind of annoying, actually. Yeah, yeah. I think this is I like the idea of ditch the spinner and get the olive wood hand cross. Go with the hand cross. 877-291-0123.
As the world spins, the cross stays as our fixed point. It's like a compass.
Yeah,
we can depend on it wherever we go. RelevantRadio.com, the Relevant Radio app. Give hope. 1-877-291-0123.
Charles in Sugar Grove, Illinois, thank you. Julie in Montebello, California, thank you. And David in Edgard, Wisconsin, thanks for giving hope. Let's hear from you now. 877-291-0123.